Going Green
on The Clare Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Now, we are into the summer fashion season, aren't we? So whether you're heading abroad on holidays or you're waiting for the heat to come here in Ireland, thoughts are turning towards our wardrobe. So what should we be wearing? Sustainable fashion expert and founder of So Sustainable, Miriam Keegan, is here now. Miriam, you're very welcome back
to
the programme. Summer's a funny one, isn't it? We tend to drag out things that, you know, we mightn't have seen the light of day for quite some time. But you say that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I was in Ireland, especially dress for the weather you want and not the weather you're getting, especially today. But yeah, I think, you know, summer wardrobes are exciting and they're creative, but they are based on trend cycles. And we see time and time again, denim shorts, khaki shorts, capris is the newest thing. Well, coming back anyway. And we just need to be mindful of, you know, looking at trends versus maybe classic pieces and focusing more so on keeping the good pieces that are, you know, going to stand the test of time. And that includes whether you're going to buy new or buy secondhand. But just, yeah, kind of taking a step back and just shopping your wardrobe a little bit more.
Okay, but that's good advice, really. I mean, you're saying that the same trends are coming back all of the time when it comes to summer wear. So buy something good and buy it once.
Yeah, essentially, because even when, you know, yeah, it might be not as exciting or you might not get the endorphin of buying something brand new. But even when you look at the cost of something, so if you look at it's twofolded. So if you buy, like, say, a 10 euro dress and you get to wear it once, that's costed you 10 euro. But if you bought a 90 euro dress, let's say you had a wedding that's going to be talked about next and it's a summer dress and you're like, I'm going to wear that for years to come because I love the print. And let's say it cost you, let's say 90 euro. That's even being a bit generous. And you got, let's say, 10 to 20 wears out of it. That's going down to 9 euro per wear or 4.50 per wear if you actually get the 20 wears out of it. But then looking at, I suppose, the more sustainability side of it and the human rights side of it, the reality is that less than about 3%, it's a broad kind of fact, but about less than 3% goes to the people who actually made that garment. So if it was 100 euro of a dress, they got about 2 or 3 euro to make it. So, you know, we have to kind of take a step back sometimes and think, okay, just because I'm getting a bargain means someone else might be actually paying the price.
And just remind us how much, just in terms of the amount of clothes that we have on this planet, they wouldn't just clothe all of us here right now, today or tomorrow. Give us that statistic.
Yeah, we have enough clothing on the planet to clothe or to dress the next 6 generations. So we definitely don't need to be buying brand new.
We certainly do not.
No.
We certainly do not. So the first place we look is in our own wardrobes to see what we have from last year or the year before that will work this year.
Yeah.
Now, if you've bought a 5 euro t-shirt, the chances of it surviving for a couple of seasons are slim.
I would argue that point because...
But you get suntan lotion.
Okay, fair. Yeah. But there is some amazing, like, even content creators out there, you know, explaining how to actually clean your clothes properly. But also people complain about, you know, fast fashion being bad quality. I would say maybe the construction of it is not amazing, but actually the fabric most of the time is made from polyester and that is actually going to outlive us. Yeah, so depressing, I know. But the, like... polyester doesn't biodegrade. Well, it biodegrades after maybe 200 to 400 years. And it only became into existence in like the 1920s, 1930s. So they didn't even, they can't even tell for certain how long it's actually going to take to biodegrade this. So that's a startling fact to remember, you know, that most of our wardrobe is actually going to be there after we're gone. So I just think it's so important that whatever we have, we share, we reuse, we also repair and, you know, learn how to upcycle something or even just, you know, pass it on to someone else who might be enjoying, who might enjoy this piece a bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all the time sharing my wardrobe with my mother, my friends, my cousins, everybody. And I just think that that's so important. And it actually brings people together as well.
So even the things that we buy that are cheaper, you're saying we should be able to make them last a bit longer.
Absolutely.
They are going to survive in our environment. So we might as well be wearing them.
Absolutely. Like there's no such thing as throwing something away. It goes somewhere. And unfortunately, you know, in Ireland, we might not see the effects of that. But the likes of the Atacama Desert in Chile or even Accra in Ghana, they have their beaches. Well, Atacama is a desert, but the Accra beach is actually a 40 acre beach covered in clothes because that's where the dead man's white clothes or the dead white man's clothes go. Because people who are donating clothes that are just not resellable in charity shops, they go to the Global South, and it's their problem then to sort it out. And then these people who buy the bales from these contractors of clothes to resell them, they realize that they're either like beyond repair or beyond, there's too many stains, and they just have to dump them. They don't have anything, they don't have the infrastructure to actually recycle them. So it goes down to as well, just like looking at how do we actually really think about the full life cycle of our clothes going forward? Do we recycle them? Do we have the infrastructure to actually do that in Ireland, first of all, but even within Europe? And that's a big topic now in the EU.
We were talking as well about that statistic that came out during the week, that there's been a 200% increase in secondhand clothes buying, which on the surface of it looks really good. But it does mean that we're all just still buying stuff.
Yeah, I know. And we're all guilty of it.
We are.
Every one of us. And I think we have to just give ourselves a bit of grace. We're in a system that is completely rigged against us, you know. And as consumers, we're not given the tools to really navigate that space, because all we think of is we're not good enough. So we need to keep buying more and look better in the next outfit picture on Instagram. And the reality is that we just need to like slow down and just be like, you know, really curate our own style and just take it at an easier pace and give yourself some grace to just slow down and just
pause before you buy.
Absolutely.
You mentioned endorphins earlier as well, you know, that little rush that you get when you buy something.
Yeah.
And when people are going on holidays, I think that we all feel that fizz of excitement.
Yeah.
And part of it is, oh, I'm going to get new whatever it is,
the few bits to
go on holidays. And then I also have to get them for the children. And you end up with a suitcase full of mostly new stuff.
Yeah. And this is where I personally have done it a bit differently this year. I actually packed up all of my summer gear into boxes and put them up in the attic. So when I was going traveling for work, for example, I got to go up and I was essentially shopping again. But this time was like, oh, I forgot I had this piece. And then even like, let's say the capris I'm wearing today, my mother was about to put them on Vinted and she was like, do you want these? And I was like, yes. Saves me getting them on Vinted at another point. So I just think we can be a bit more creative about it. And just, I think really just take it a bit slower.
Mindfully looking after your clothes and taking a breath before you buy. Miriam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Miriam Keegan there, who is founder of So Sustainable.
Going Green on The Claire Byrne Show with Repack. Repack members. Repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.